Siman Reish Tes Zion. So today we will be up to Zion. Okay, so again, the general topic is bracha over fragrances, smells, scents. So the Machaber says as follows. Last thing we talked about is Mishnah Berurah talked about smelling salts. I don't want to say on Yom Kippur. So he talked about that you'll make a bracha on it because they're not pleasant, they're sharp. Right, the difference between the two. So that's the last thing we discussed last time. So the Machaber says, Simlak the Khalife Dima. On those things, well, we'll see what they are in a second. So on those things, on the Simlak and the Khalife Dima. Of the sea, that's right. Mevarach Borei Atzei V'Samen. So you make the bracha Borei Atzei V'Samen. We'll see why in a second. Simlak Yesh Mefarshim Roshmarin. So it's rosemary. So we're leaving bugs out of it, you know, about whether you can, you know, load rosemary and bugs and whether you can use it as a spice. Just like, it's an issue. We're talking about smelling it, not smelling the bugs. So, V'yesh mefarshim yasmin, some say that's jasmine. Okay, you're not talking to a botanist here, so. But anyways, V'yesh mefarshim shu esev, sheish bo shalosh shuro shel alin zulam alo mizu. Some say it's a third thing, it's not jasmine, it's not rosemary, it's not jasmine, but it's an herb, a vegetation, that's three rows of leaves, one above the other. And each one has three leaves, right? So I know you're thinking of Hadassim, right? But that's not Hadassim. Okay, so that's that. And then the Khalifi Diyama, who she boles nerd, shekoren ishbek. So the people who translate these things say it's spinard. I don't know what that is, but that's what they say it is. Okay, so now the idea is, Mishbura says that why are we talking about these things, jasmine or rosemary? So the idea here, the Mishbura says that even though the stalk, remember we had a whole discussion we saw in the Bir Halakha, we're going to talk about it again, that one of the brachas we're talking about is borei atzei b'samim. That's like a tree-like thing. What would you define as a tree? What do you define as a tree? So remember, we had this whole Bira Halacha before. Do the leaves come out of the stalk? And is the stalk hard, strong, right? Is the branch, whatever you want to call it, strong? Does it last from year to year, right? We saw that in the Bira Halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the issue with these, with the Simlak and the Khalife Diyama is that the stalk is not so hard, it's not so strong, like what we call a tree or like even a rose, right? Like we discussed a rose, it's a boreatse or something. We all know a rose bush, you know, the bush is hard. It's not like a tree, it's a bush, right? We call it a rose bush, but we're leaving politics out of it. But still, that's considered a tree. So here, it's soft. The stem is softer, but still, the motzi olav me'etzo kishari lanos bechal etzu. It's still like a tree because the leaves come out of the branch. So therefore, that's the chiddush here. These are all considered borei atzei v'samim. That's the whole idea. Okay. Now, the other thing that Mishnah Berurah brings up on these cases is, again, all these things have fragrance to them. And then the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Hey brings down a very interesting thing. He says that the custom in those days was that they used to put these things into the water that the Kohanim would wash from to duchen. So that way, the water that... we're not talking about Sfarim, we're talking about, right, Ashkenazim, we only do it on Yontif. So, Rabbi Goldish, stay out of this. That's what they do. They make the water smell good. They would fill up, I guess, the receptacles. They put these things into the water, and then the water would smell good, and, you know, it'd be nice. You know, it's a nice thing to do, the Chivuv HaMitzvah. So there's only one problem, the Mishnah Berurah says. You shouldn't do that because there's an idea on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, a molid reach, causing something that doesn't have a smell to have a smell. They used to do this on clothes, like rubbing things on clothes. There's an issue about this if a woman uses scented hairspray on her sheitel, you know, so the things like that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Eina Ochon La'asos Kein, they shouldn't do that. Even though evidently there were people who did it, because they're causing the smell to come out of the water, so that would be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though there, in another case, there's mekilim in a certain case, but in this case, everyone agrees it's usur because it's mol reach, so the kohanim have to fend for themselves. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.
Let me pick this up. Toilets, they give that smell and,
Yeah, so they say it's memela. Well, also, let's take care.